flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu chideva lokash chideva bhutani chidendriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. There was a precious sword. It belonged to a king. But it had no work. Everywhere there was peace in the kingdom. And the king was lost in all the enjoyments until one day a dispute broke out with the neighboring king. And the war was announced. The sword was extremely excited. It had never gone to any war, and it always wanted to bring glory to that king. So it was too much excited to see the war, to enjoy the triumph of battle. But it was the second day that it got chance to go to the battlefield. And contrary to what the sword had thought, imagined, the scene was very different. The sword noticed there are dead bodies, there are broken weapons, there are cries in the atmosphere, there is bloodshed. In that din and clamor, in that atmosphere of grief and sorrow, the sword was ill at ease. This was not what the sword had imagined, thought. It returned back. At night, the sword was crying. And the sword was planning how to stop this war. It no more liked the war, nor the war field. So it was thinking, devising a method to stop this war. And the sword started to vibrate. And the sword started to buzz. And it started making noise. The other weapons which were there asked the sword, "Why are you vibrating?" The sword said, "I am vibrating to make noise. I am vibrating because I don't like war, because I don't want to go to war." And the other weapon says, "So do we all. We don't like. So what should we do?" The sword said, "Start vibrating." And they started vibrating, and every weapon started vibrating, and every weapon started creating noise. The noise was so deafening that it reached the army camp, and the army camp weapon also joined the protest. So it was the peace protest, and it was the peace song. And the whole night, not a single soldier could get a wink of sleep. The next day, when the war was about to happen, they tried to catch on their sleep because they could not sleep at night. And by evening again, all the weapons started vibrating. And the whole night, they protested. The whole night, they continued their peace song. And again, not a single soldier, nor generals, nor kings could sleep. So this continued for 7 days. And now everyone was fed up. Even the generals and the kings, they decided to meet each other, and they met. And they were wondering at the amusing turn of events. And they were also thinking a way out. They were also sick of all this happenings. And then they meet, and they made a treaty. And then they became friends. And there was a double joy of not having to fight a battle and also to regain a new friend. And they went back. So this is the story of peace song. Peace is always greater than violence. Which is the best battle? No. Which is the best war? The war which is never fought. And what is the best strategy to fight a war? To postpone the war. To postpone the war is the best strategy. In today's Murli, Baba has described the condition of this world. There is utter peacelessness. Not a single heart is happy. Everywhere there are screams. Everywhere there is sorrow. The sky is rent with the noises of peacelessness. Every heart is sorrowful. Whilst they move, whilst they talk, whilst they go around, they are carrying that sorrow within them. And Baba said, "You are the master ocean of peace. You are the embodiment of peace. You are the magnet. You are Shantideva. It is your task. God's task is your responsibility. Your responsibility. Whatever His work is, that is my work. His work is my work. His duty is my duty. What does God do? The same thing I have to do. Whatever He does. And one of the duties of God is to establish peace. Whenever there is irreligion, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir, whenever religion will go down and irreligion will gain an upper hand, I incarnate. Paritranaya sadhuna, to purify, to destroy the evil. I come. So we are peace messengers. We are the incarnation of peace. We are peacemakers. We are angels of peace. We are master ocean of peace. So we'll do a small activity now. First, we need to set intention. So all of you sit alert. And we set an intention. The intention is, God's task is my responsibility. It is my personal responsibility to align my thought, words and action as per this newfangled responsibility. Whatever he is doing or he has come to do, I have to do the same work. So, is my thought, my word and my action aligned? If this alignment is not there, then I cannot do this work. So first is, our intention is what? His work is my personal responsibility. Add the word personal. The second is guided meditation. So just sit alert. Just close the eyes. Sometime. See yourself in the subtle world. You are in front of Shiva Baba. Feel him. Feel his presence. Feel his canopy of coolness. Feel the divinity, the bodilessness. Shiva was shining in the forehead of Brahma, Bab Dada in front of me, and now he is giving me a golden ball, a radiant ball, a luminous ball, and he is saying, this golden ball contains all my responsibilities, all my duties, all my work, and is handing over that ball to me. Now open the eyes and make the hand like this. The golden ball is in your hand. This ball is the symbol of all the responsibilities, all the works, all the duties of God. And now, they are my responsibilities. Slightly move and feel that ball. This golden ball is carrying all the responsibilities. Whatever is God's task is my task. He has come to establish peace, I have to establish peace. He has come to purify the impure, I have to do the same. feel that ball and think of how you will align your actions. Now put your hands down, close the eyes again, and now think what work should I do? What seva should I do? That will please the master. Whatever seva, whatever service, whatever work, whatever duties you have, how that is contributing to the divine duties of God. I am co-creator with God. I am not his follower. I am his companion in the establishment of new world. Now open the eyes. And you can think of certain action planning which you can implement daily. Whatever jobs, whatever works, whatever duties, whatever seva you are doing. Other than that, what else you can do that can be called God's work? And at last, pledge an affirmation. You can create your own affirmation. Affirmations of peace. The different self-respects of peace. For example, I am the messenger of peace. 1, 2. I am peacemaker. I am incarnation of peace. I am angel of peace. I am peace giver, peace bestower. What else? I am master ocean of peace. Peace ambassador. That's very beautiful. Divine ambassador. Brand ambassador of peace. I am magnet of peace. I am Shanti Deva, Shanti Dev. Role model of peace, Shanti Kund, the vessel of peace. What else? Distributor of peace, donor of peace. What else? Fire. Angel, already told. So think of all the different self-respect related to peace. And those affirmations, convert them into a pledge. Whenever we become peaceless, we lose our energy. Whenever we are agitated, we lose our energy. And throughout the day, we encounter so many different souls of different sanskaras. To retain that internal peace, yesterday also Baba said, keep on floating in the ocean of pure thoughts and at times go down deep within and touch that core of silence. Be lighthouse and might house. And do this practice. Here also Baba said, you should do one practice. How far my rays of peace spread. So this is peace. And these are the three somans in today's Murli. Magnet of peace. You are the master ocean of peace. And you are Shanti Deva. This Murli has few other things also. Something related to holy swans, so you are the purest souls. How purity is linked with discipline, think of it. God's work, my responsibility. Then he said, success is your birthright. He talked about double light and staying ever ready. Double light means throughout the day, no matter how unfavorable the situations are, you remain stable. Situations, circumstances may be uncongenial, and yet the peace remains unpunctured. You are the warrior of peace. You are the peaceful warrior. To stay ever ready and to stay light, this is most important. If yogis remain in the condition of stress and tension, how can they teach world peace? So stay light. Baba said, probably there is some program that happened in Delhi and this Murli is after that. Baba said, I massage your legs with my love. And wherever there is love, even the things which are far away, they come near. So today's task is, first, write down about 21 self-respects of peace. Write down or create or compose different self-respects of peace. The second is, what are the different works, duties of God? 21 duties of God. Go in silence and sit and write and churn and cogitate and contemplate what He has come for. So when you think of His work, automatically His work becomes your work. His task is your task. Now you have to do the same thing. To bring this alignment, give up the path of irreligion or dharma. Give up the path of asatya, untruth, the falsehood trade, and come on to the path of truth, dharma. Because when you walk on the path of religion, dharma rakshati rakshata. Dharma, if you protect dharma, dharma in turn protects you. It's a very important thing. You are on the path of Srimat, so Srimat, you protect Srimat and Srimat protects you. You stay in the on the path of Maryada, you protect Maryadas and Maryada protects you. Not to break your own Maryada and not try to try and attempt to break others' Maryada. That's even farther more grosser, heavier sin. So these are two tasks. Om Shanti.